bit of a tough week. It's actually kind of tough being here right now, seeing all the booze, because I quit drinking. Yeah, I know. It was a stupid thing to do. That's usually the reaction people have, too. Nobody supports you when you quit drinking. Nobody takes alcoholism seriously outside of a meeting. Like, you know, friends will never help you cut back, ever. Like, hey, dude, I gotta cut back on my drinking. I'm getting a little crazy, man. Don't be a pussy. Do the shot. Let's go. I don't want to do the shot. I have a problem developing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, really? You got a problem? Really? Did you ever wake up in a warehouse on a Sunday morning? You can't remember what happened? And you got a cat's severed head in your hands? Jesus, no. Then you're fucking fine. Let's go. Really? That's the barometer for alcoholism? I didn't... I actually appreciate the boo when I quit more than the clap. I never want anybody to clap when I say I quit drinking, because I never want to be one of those inspiring ex-drinkers. You know, like, oh, I quit drinking, everybody. I quit. Thank you. Thank you. I know. It's been amazing. I've been sober for 3 days, and I just, you know, I noticed the clouds today. I never noticed clouds before. If I ever say anything like that, beat me senseless and drag me into the first bar you can find and start pouring whiskey in my mouth, ass, and ears immediately. Immediately. Get me shit-faced. I would rather be an alcoholic than an asshole. I also don't want to be one of these people that blames all of the shortcomings on drinking. You know, everything is booze's fault. You see these people at meetings, you know? They raise their hands to share, and they're like, hey, man, Jesus, dude, you know, just... You know, I don't know, man, just a lot of... It's crazy. Thank God I'm not drinking, you know? Because I got fired again, and... You know, usually, man, when I was drinking, I'd go to my boss's house, I'd throw a brick through the fucking window, you know? And I'd fuck his wife, you know what I mean? That's how I did shit. So thank God Jesus got that stuff out of my life. No, you're a fucking psychopath. With or without booze, you're crazy. You're in the wrong meeting right now. You should go to a different meeting. It's called therapy, okay? They'll actually encourage the use of substances to balance you out right now.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Gays are fun. Like, they just, they have more fun than us, I feel. I don't know why.
Because they don't
no,
care.
No, they do. No, they do. No,
they don't
do.
Care.
We were hanging out with friends of one of them who just hammered. So we're in the parking lot and we're leaving, and this guy was funny. Hold on. Hammered. But he fucking cracked me up.
It was
birthday.
Okay.
It was his 37th birthday, and he's going to do what he wants.
So we were
walking.
It's my birthday. No. And he's just walking around like,
it's,
birthday.
It's
and
my.
This is his dance the whole time.
Just the arm waving back and forth. So it's my birthday. So this car, this old Honda was coming towards him, and he goes, oh, my God, your car's so old.
He yelled at the car. I could not stop laughing.
So, okay, fine. So then we keep
walking.
Oh, my
walking. God, your car's so old. It's older than me.
So we keep walking, and this Jeep comes up, and he goes, beep, beep, Jeep. I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, no.
He just kept wandering on stages.
Sounds like my new best friend here.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com. Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You are you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hi, everybody. It is April 1st. 2014, you're listening to Dutch and Royce. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
Now I'm George Washington. Kidding, April Fools. Gotcha. That's our first April Fools joke of a long list of April Fools jokes with Dutch and Royce today.
And Mitch Heil.
Hello.
And just us three tonight. Marie is dead.
Just a bunch of cocks talking.
Exactly. If you guys want to get in touch, with us, our number is 954-573-2780. Or you can join us at morelikeradio.com in on the chat room. Or go ahead and tweet us throughout the show or during the week. Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, or Mitch Heil. Or Chim Heil, sorry.
Chim Heil.
So, Royce, when are you ever... You can change your Hippo Juice Film to Hippo Juice Royce, and you're still going to keep all the same followers. Why don't you do that?
Instead, no.
But we don't do films anymore.
No, I know, but we don't do Shut Up anymore. So why don't we start doing that first?
Okay.
I like it. I would forget. Not that I tweet you anyway.
But I thought we were shutting up.
If I wanted to talk to you, I would just call
see,
you.
I know what Dutch is doing, but I love that Mitch kept talking. I love it.
He gets uncomfortable.
You completely ruined Dutch's bit because I knew what he was going for. And I was going to let him do it, too.
But oh, no. I was going to let you do it, dude. I was going to let you take the handle.
I'm just excited because, by the way, big announcement. Dutch, do we have a drum roll or something? A big announcement for Mitch?
We do, but then that would kill the music bed.
Okay, anything. Like, anything else? Like, how about breaking news?
Okay. Well, we got a little disco on the underneath.
Okay.
Yes. Breaking news. Mm-hmm. Sherry and I put
Sherry
an offer in.
Her.
Sherry were. We did done put an offer on a house.
Uh-oh.
And did you get it?
And yes.
Party!
I'm ready to party!
Oh, I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party! Are you ready to party?
Nice.
Yes, that is correct. I will not live in an apartment anymore, which I'm going to like, because my neighbor, I mean... likes to rap.
You?
Wow.
I don't like neighbors.
Ooh, that's how, at least that's scene. How you said you didn't say neighbors.
I heard neighbors.
I heard. Sorry, Mitch, go on. Let me put the camera
yes.
here so people can see.
So so Sherry and I are gonna be moving into a house end of May. Early June.
How big?
It is 1,800 square feet. It has a two-stall garage with a one-stall garage attached to that with a heater in it, and that's on a lower level in the big guy base, or it's, you know, not on the same level as the other garage, but the guy added it on and it was his workshop. And we're going to turn that into a photography studio. And it has another garage out back, which we're going to store all of our lawnmowers.
Why so many garages?
Well, I like the 2-stall garages because we put our vehicles in there. And then the 1-stall attached to it because of our photography studio. And
okay, it's fine. That's good. How many rooms?
Was it 3-bed, 2.5-bath?
Wow. All right. Yeah.
The whole upstairs, we're going to basically gut it and redo it because now, it's kind of a weird layout.
Question, just out of curiosity. Normally people do get married first and then buy the house. What made you do it the opposite way? I'm just
curious. The godless way.
Yeah, the way that God looks down on you and you're a bastard. I'm not going to lie to you off air. I'm going to judge you silently for doing it this way.
Well, because we both figured that, well, first of all, I don't want to get married yet. Like, that's a big thing.
Okay, hold on.
No, that's a good thing.
Yes, you're right. That is a big thing. Absolutely, Mitch. It is. Can I say something? You know what else is a big thing? Going in a fucking home together!
Dude, yeah.
That's better than getting married.
No, it's the same thing.
You guys were living together before you got married?
Living together, yes, but we didn't buy a home together before we got married.
Oh, wow.
There's a difference. We did live together, yeah, for 10 years, absolutely, but we didn't buy a home.
Well, it's not that I'm cheaper not that way.
For doing it, I'm just curious as what his thought process is behind it. Is if it's they're both humongous commitments, pretty equal on the same plane.
How long have you guys been dating?
3 years now, I think.
Has it been that long? Wow.
So yeah, marriage isn't out of the realm of the possibility at this point.
No, I say don't get married.
Well, you say that because you have you're dead inside and you just can't feel love for people. But I mean, coming from someone who's actually pretty happy and in a good place, I'll tell you, marriage ain't bad.
Nah, losing half your shit not losing half your shit isn't bad either.
Okay, that's fine, but not everybody gets divorced. It's still 50-50.
Well, we look at it this way though. Like right now, we're paying $1,000 a month in rent. So that's $1,000 and another $1,000 disappearing.
Another $1,000 to watch rent every weekend.
That's right.
5,000
minutes. So many minutes. Everyone has a minute.
Everyone has AIDS.
Yeah. So there's all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's great. No, seriously, Mitch, that is awesome. Now when we go visit, we don't have to get a hotel.
That's right, because just make sure you visit.
Well, they're not going to leave the second bedroom open. They're going to use that for something, right?
We're going to be redoing the entire upstairs. So we basically have one bedroom for a while because the two bedrooms are upstairs and one of them is this tiny weird one. So we're basically, there's two bedrooms and a bathroom upstairs. The bathroom is tall and weird or small and weird. I can't talk tonight. The bathroom is small and weird. There's one bedroom that's tiny and weird. And then there's a master bedroom. So we're going to flip the bathroom and the small bedroom around, so the bathroom's going to be big, and then the master bedroom is going to be bigger because we're going to move the wall and we're going to have a big closet. So the upstairs is going to be our
for all your bow and arrows and guns and whatnot.
Oh, her clothes, actually. Yeah. She has more clothes than I have guns, so
I have two big closets and I don't use one of them. So
we have a caller. Hi caller, who's this?
I can hear you guys talking about me.
Oh, hi Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. How are you guys?
So are Sherry, you telling him he's got to get rid of his bow collection?
Hold on, girlfriend. Where are you?
I just went on a nerdy girl date and then had dinner with girlfriend.
You have friends?
I have to ask a question.
I have like one or two friends. Okay. Marie and my other friend, Marie. Weird.
So I have a question out of curiosity. Mitch, are you a girl? Because I have a feeling Sherry's more of a lesbian than a straight girl at this point. So I'm just curious.
Oh, I'm definitely think so.
I love them titties.
See what I mean? Like, it's very that a lot. So, no, Mitch, stop playing with yourself. It's very, now you're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like this.
This watching is now uncomfortable.
2014.
Nope.
You had a question?
Well, yeah, my question is, are you okay with going in on this investment without getting
What's
married?
What's your feelings on scissoring?
Yes. Okay. Let me tell you, I would rather have a house before a ring because a house can increase in value.
So,
where
hold on. If you like it, then you better put a house on.
A house is more financially smart to me than a ring. The ring will come eventually. Why does why rush something that, like, why rush something good?
I feel like you're talking down to the fact that me and Marie are married and we didn't get a house for. I feel like you're
you guys are the married snobs. Now that you guys are married, you think everybody else should get married. Shut up.
No,
you guys have been together for 10 years. We have not, although I don't want to wait 10 years, but.
Well, he was just telling us he's never going to do it, so.
I was listening, and that's not what he said.
No, that's what he said. That's what I said. That's what I heard, Royce.
Oh, no, off air. Off air.
I didn't say the words never.
No, you said also, never, ever, indubitably never. Never.
I said
Dutch,
all of those words.
I'm not hearing the words you say.
You're not hearing the words I say?
No, well, I am ignoring them.
Oh, okay.
Selective hearing.
I was going to say, I can tell you, I can slow it down if
are you
want.
Hearing, Sherry? Sherry, huh? Are you hearing the words I'm saying?
I can't hear you.
Are you hearing the words I'm saying, Sherry?
Yes.
Never, never, ever, ever, indubitably, never, ever.
There you go.
See? I'm just saying what Dutch said. I'm just relaying the words that Dutch said to you.
Oh, what is that?
I've come all over me.
God, that's what he said. So disgusting.
Okay. I'm gonna go. I'll talk to you guys in like 20 minutes.
Shut up, Sherry. Get out of here.
All right. Bye, Sherry. Is she on her way back home? Maybe she can jump on in Marie's place.
Sickening.
I guess she's on her way home. Okay. I would imagine.
When she gets home, let us know that she's home by screaming off mic, bitch, get me a beer. Or go get me a beer, bitch.
Okay. I will do that.
Wait, hold on. Do I have that? I thought I had it. Here it is.
Go get me a beer, bitch!
Yeah, you have to do that. Speaking of which, I stopped drinking.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's why I played that DeRosa bit at the beginning. I stopped drinking, let's see, Thursday. And I've been sober ever since.
Is this like a permanent thingy?
I just kind of wanted to see what it, you know, it's like, I've been drinking for however long. I just wanted to see, you know, how I could do it. You know, it's just, you want to take a break sometimes.
And how do you feel?
I feel okay. I mean, I guess.
I know why you're taking a break.
Why?
Because you're going to the big house for 30 days and you didn't want to have the shakes.
To it. Oh, my God. It's so fucking right. It's not because you got to take a break sometimes. It's because you're right. He is going to the slammer.
Well, then why wouldn't I stop like 3 days ahead of time to get rid of the shakes? I didn't have the shakes, by the way. So why would I stop 2 weeks ahead of time?
How about the heart shakes?
But there is that.
Okay, so what about that? Well, as Mitch takes a sip of his beer.
It's very delicious. I love it.
What is it? What are you drinking?
A Guinness.
Why? Stop. Stop drinking the foreign Bud Light. There's other beers.
Yeah, I have a fridge full of them. Yeah. Sherry brought home like 4 cases from Pennsylvania when she was there.
Yeah. You
nice.
So that's good. By the way, so next week, that's it? You're in the big house?
Yeah, this is my last DNR for at least a month.
All right. Have we figured a way out for you to call in? Or
I guess. I mean, you know.
We're going to rotate host. I'm going to try to rotate host every week.
Sure.
Because
but
I'm
you have to call them Dutch.
Of course I am. But. Whoever I'm going to pick to be Mark Sanchez doesn't matter.
Dutch, oh, dude, we are so going all the way. We got Mark Sanchez on our team.
Are you going to call in or what's happening?
We'll figure it out.
Well,
I don't know how the phone systems really work there. It might be like collect calls. I don't know. So
I don't care. I'll take a collect
you
call.
You might have to like buy time. I don't know how it works, but I'll figure it out. But like I said, I'm 12 hours in, 12 hours out. So it's work release. So. But, hey, it actually ended up being the best deal I could possibly get because at least I'd keep it off my record and I still get to keep my license, whereas driving with a suspended license in the state of Colorado, that's a big no-no, apparently, right. And you lose your license for 2 years if you're doing that.
Well, can I tell you about my adventure today? Speaking, this is that's
adventure
good
time.
Well, it's related to what you're talking about, actually, Dutch. As we know, you know.
Do you need a bed for adventure music?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My mission, if I so choose to accept it, was to take Mersh today to get his temporary license for 30 days, and then drive him to a city called Auburndale, which is about 45 minutes from where I live, to where his car was towed to.
to go pick it from an impound. Now,
how long was it there for?
It was there since last. It was there for like 8 days.
Oof, how much do they charge a day?
$665.
Oh my god!
Anyway,
the car was worth $400.
Yeah, no, it's actually a really nice car. Yeah, it is.
Okay.
2006 Infiniti. It's really nice. So anyway, the lady has my number because Mersh called from my phone. She calls my phone this morning, and she, you know, she's a Southerner. She calls like this because Auburndale is basically a mixture of mansions and white trash. It's a very odd area because there's this lake there in the middle of town that for some reason you have to drive 45 minutes to get a mile around because there's just this fucking humongous lake. Anyway. Where was I? Okay, so we have to go drive over there. We drive into fucking the Sticks, this Auburndale place, to go pick up Mike's car. Before that happened, she calls me and she's like, you know, first we ask, hey, what time are you guys open till 8 to 5? So we go, okay, cool. She calls me in the morning. She goes, what time are you guys showing up? I'll go, I don't know. I mean, you guys are open till 5, right? I mean, I don't know, noon, 1 o'clock. She goes, well, we go to lunch from noon to 1. I'm like, okay, 1 or 2, is that fine? Like, I mean, you know, I don't know. I go, I can't predict. I go, man, we're coming from Orlando. We're like 45 minutes away. We're trying our best here. But like, even though, mind you, we're giving them $665. It's right. It's not like they're doing a favor. So then, fine, you know,
I imagine that's pretty good business owning a tow truck company.
Yeah, well, I'll get to that. So we go, we take care of the license stuff. But of course, the DMV takes a little longer than normal because it's the fucking DMV. So at 1:44, Mike calls. We're in my car, so, you know, I have the speaker thing, and he calls and he goes, hey, you know, we're on our way now, blah, blah, blah. I goes, well, but, you know, we need directions. And every time I ask her for directions in the morning, I'm like, hey, can you just give me the address? Because she goes, the address on the business card you have isn't right. So I'm going to just tell you how to get there. It's real easy. So now, when somebody tells you, like, when I tell you, hey, man, I'll tell you how to get to my house, it's really easy. What do you expect to hear?
Give me the address so I can put it on Google.
Okay. No, wait, that's fine. But let's say I go, no, you don't even need that, bro. It's really easy. What would you expect I'm going to tell you?
Take a left here, take a right there at these street names.
That's it. Boom. Two, three things. Like, oh, bro, get off on exit 50, first right. That's where my house is. Like, that's it. That's easy. That's like, oh, okay, I don't need Google. No problem. I can think. I go, well, just give me the address. He goes, no, it's really easy. Here's what you do. You're going to get on I-4. You're going to get off on exit 44. There's this road called 595. Now, that road's a really long road. She doesn't tell me what long is.
How long, yeah.
Long could be, who knows? So she goes, it's a really long road. You're going to take that road all the way down. You're going to pass a set of train tracks. And this is not me exaggerating. I'm telling you exactly. You're going to pass a set of train tracks. Then you're going to get to a light. When you get to the light, you're going to make a right. And at the right, you're going to go all the way down. On the left-hand side, I'm like, okay, wait.
Just give me the fucking address.
The address. She just wouldn't give it. So fine.
She wouldn't give you the address.
That was in the morning.
No, but you missed it. You have to go all the way down.
Oh, okay.
So that was in the morning. In the afternoon, Mersh calls again, and he goes, hey, you know, we're going on our way now. How do we get there? You know, just really quick. And she goes, well, where are you at right now? He's like, well, we're still in Orlando. We're leaving. He goes, you're still in Orlando? This is at 1:44. Mind you, it only takes 45 minutes to get there.
Oh, my God.
You're still in Orlando? I can't have anybody here after 5. I go, after 5? I started talking before Mercer. I go, after 5? I go, ma'am, it's 1:44.
I go, you know where you are?
If I drove backwards
blind. We're not Amish. We don't have a buggy.
No, I know. I said, even if I drove backwards blindfolded, I will be there way before 5. I go, we'll be there by, like, I don't know, 2:30? So, anyway, we get in the car, we drive. Oh, before that, I go, Mersh goes, hey, can you give me the address before I hang up? Can you give me the address? She goes, well, you don't need the address. It's real easy. Same exact direction. That's why I memorized it, because I've heard him twice. Same exact directions again.
No, I would have just been like, address. Give me the address. You have my car. I want your address. Just give me the fucking address. I have a smartphone. That's all I would have kept saying.
Let me continue the story. Good story here.
Oh, it's going.
There's more. Ah, you thought it's over? No.
Oh, no.
So, you know, we drive, we get there. And like I said, you know, we get off here. We drive on this road, which is a really long way down the road. So we go down the road.
we finally get to the place, and actually it's really funny. Before we get to the place, we get to the place that looks like it, and we get off. Mersh gets in and he goes, "Hey," he goes, "Oh no, this isn't." By the way, the place we're talking about is called Barfield Automotive and Towing. This isn't Barfield Automotive and Towing. This is something else. And he goes, the guy goes, "Oh, but it's just down the road." And the guy goes, "Man, those guys are," Mersh goes, "those guys are terrible." The guy goes, "Yeah, I know, they suck." So like, they have a reputation for being shitty.
Okay.
So we go over there, and here's the best part. We get to the place. There's this huge parking lot. The only car parked there is Mike's. That's it. They have no other.
They only have one car?
Mike's. Nobody else.
So if that's the only amount of money they're going to make that day, why would they make it so hard for you?
Business card here. Let me give them a little plug since they were so helpful.
Oh, no.
Barfield. This is a plug since they're helpful. They helped Mike out. By the way, the story's not over. Oh, there's more. Barfield Automotive and Towing. If you want to give them a call, they're a business, so this is totes legal. I already looked it up. Barfield Automotive and Towing, if you want to give them a call for your towing needs, it's 863-967-7900. The shop manager here on the card is Junior Lee Letwert. Letwert, I think, is his name. And his great wife that works. I meant PHAT because this is totes plug. Whatever, bro, help them out. 24-hour towing. So anyway, they have the balls to charge $665. That's fine. Now, nobody ever has $665. By the way, they have to pay in cash.
Cash.
Yes, but nobody ever has
that. Something like that.
So, no, it's not even that. Mike got cash out, but, you know, it wasn't exactly $665. It was like, you know, $670 or $680, you know, multiples
of
20.
That's weird because I got my car towed once. I was able to pay with a credit card.
Yeah, okay, but not this place.
Oh, God.
Well, at a real dealership, maybe.
It looked like remember the movie Nothing But Trouble with Dan Aykroyd as a crooked judge in Chevy Chase? Like, that's what this place looked like in Auburndale. Like, they have a death roller coaster with bones. For some reason, Digital Underground's playing. But anyway, where was I? So Mike only has like $680. He gets off, and, you know, I'm waiting in the car because I'm not going to leave until I make sure his car starts because it's been sitting there. He comes back and he goes, "Bro, do you have change for 20? Because they don't have change. They don't have change.
They only do cash and they don't have change.
Wait, they don't have change." And Mike's like, "I'm not going to let him keep my $15 because he needed like whatever." So then I go, "I don't, dude." But then I go, "Just give me the 20. He gives me the 20. And she goes, "There's a store," the fat bitch. I mean, the nice lady. There's a store down the road just there. Now, when I think there's a store down the road, I think 7-Eleven.
Oh, 7-Eleven,
Circle K, a Hess. Anything. It's just called store. And it's just, I'm not, this is, I, dude.
This
I,
is like a plot to like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I shit you not, Dutch. And this is not me exaggerating. I pull up and there's, everyone that's parked there is a raised pickup truck. So I have my Wrangler, I have my little Jeep Wrangler. I pull into the spot. I go, okay, I get in line, I wait, and the people that are standing are just fantastic. I mean, there had to be at least an entire set of teeth between the 10 of them.
Oh, my God.
So I'm waiting in line. I get there, and it's mom and pop stores where everything's off-brand. Like, it's not Gatorade. It's like Gator drink, and it's, you know what I mean? Like, where they won't buy, like, that's how fucking shitty. It was like walking into a saloon. So
now how did this play? Like, where did Mersh just got pulled over off the side of the highway?
Yeah, he did.
But okay.
Where he got pulled over was they told the car like fucking 50 miles. So that's
there
why
there wasn't a single tow truck company anywhere.
Course there was. I think they just commingle. Who knows? They probably all the guy that works is probably the uncle of who knows what. Anyway, I go to this fucking store. I wait there in the white trash bitch waiting in front of me. I wait through all these people buying their menthol cigarettes and fucking lottery tickets. I get to the front and I go, "Hey, man, I have 20. I need. 4 fives or a 10 and 2 fives. He goes, "I can't open the register unless you buy something." I'm like, "Really?" So I go, "All right," because Sean always needs them. I go, "All right." And Sean always needs them and they're only 99 cents. So I figure, fuck it. I go, "Just give me a pack of Swisher blunts." Because, you know, smokes them.
Right.
But they don't have Swisher. Okay, cool. Well, then let me get, I started naming different, any brand, like, "Oh, you know, any brand, you know, that fine." They don't have them. I'm like, "Oh, so what do you have?" Let me see if I forget. The package was called Top Cigar LLC Pineapple.
Oh, the ones in the yellow?
Pineapple flavored cigars.
Pineapple?
So we got it. And by the way, according to Sean, he says He goes, it tastes like pineapple if pineapple tasted like shit.
I was going to say, out of all the artificial flavors, I think pineapple is the one that's like not even close to the original flavor.
So anyway, okay, where was I? Okay, so finally I buy that.
You get your pineapple blunt.
I get my change after waiting for the person in front of me, who I'm pretty sure paid with Confederate money. I fucking Robert E. Lee was on their $2 bill. I can fucking get back in my thing, praying to God that I'm not just going to be shot. And the nice gentleman sitting next to me with the SS tattoo, this is an exaggeration. These are fucking things that really happened. So I get back in the car. I leave store. I go down road to fucking... another live plug for them because they were so great. Barfield Automotive and Towing. 557 West Bridgers Avenue, Auburndale, Florida. If you want to give them a call, it's 863-967-7900. Anyway, yeah, there they are. Those pieces of fucking horse shit. Whatever. Those good times. Yes. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you.
That's exactly it.
What is that?
All you had to do is type in pineapple flavored cigars. I'm sure that's the only brand that exists.
That is the only one that, yeah, there's like two other brands that come up.
But
yeah.
Understand everything. I'm sorry. Let me get back into the store because I cannot stress to you enough. Have you ever been to a mom and pop everything is off brand store?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I have. Or I used to live out in Peyton, Colorado.
Yeah, but even they have Marlboro.
I even think the newspaper was off-brand. I think it was the USA Times.
No, like, Mitch, not Marlboro. This is before Marl and Burl actually joined together, kind of like Guns N' Roses. It was just Marl.
Yeah, it was just Marl. Unfiltered.
Both of them.
I'll take a pack of unfiltered Marls. Thanks.
We only got Marl.
So anyway, at least the way I go down road, I get to tow. I'm at tow. I sit there, and this lovely, lovely, humongous lady is standing outside with her unbrushed hair, sitting in her minivan that looks like it was on the set of The Walking Dead, and it's not a Hyundai on the set, which is treated well, like a crappy vehicle on the right. set of Walking Dead, which is treated like shit. And she's sitting in there with her fucking just ugly family and ugly car and this ugly tow place. The whole place is just ugly. Mersh finally gets into his car. Well, here's the thing.
You're ugly, bitch.
They left his wallet in his car and all that. But the thing is that they forgot. They didn't put on his impound list because, Dutch, I'm sure you know, on the impound list to put everything that's in your car.
Right.
They forgot to put Mersh's electronic cigarette liquid.
Smokeless image?
Yeah. They forgot to put that and his liquid in the impound list. And also, I guess they must have forgot to put the $38 that was in his wallet until our friends at Barfield Automotive and Towing must have been detailing the car, and the money must have fallen out of Mercer's wallet.
It was never there in the first place.
Because, see, if it's not on the list, how do you prove it, and who are you going to believe? Barfield Automotive and Towing, located on 557 West Bridgers Avenue in Auburndale, Florida, 33823, or a guy with a DUI. I, for one, am going to believe Barfield Automotive and Towing, phone number 863-967-7900, if you want to send him a fax if you're 1997. It's 863-967-7978. We give her.
Yeah, when I got arrested, the cop was cool enough to at least take everything out of my car.
I know, so. But you understand this is a shitty place for her. So, yeah. We give her a fat exact change. He gets in his car. The stuff is missing, like he said.
Did he go back inside and say, "Hey, where the fuck is my shit"?
No, they had already left. They were gone as soon as they got their money. They left like Batman had just finished telling Commissioner Gordon he was going after the Riddler.
God.
And it was just fucking silly, dude. And I mean, I guess that's the end of the story. It was just it was so frustrating, to deal with somebody who's taking $600 in cash and not giving a flying $665 and not giving a flying fuck about anything, and not even going for it. Dude, if I'm going to get $665 in cash, and I even if I never go to work 8 to 5, that's the day. If I only have one car in my lot, that's the day that I will sit in my office from 8 to 5.
Because, yeah, all they have to do is they just have to sit there with their empty lot or, you know, with a car in there or whatever, and someone comes by and gives them money and they leave. It's not a hard job.
They had a hoedown to get to, though.
Well, whatever they had to get to, I don't know, but...
Hey, have you ever like had your people steal shit out of your car or anything like that? Because that dude, that fucking infuriates me that they just took that out of his car and then just accidentally forgot to put it on the list.
Yeah, I mean, I've had that. There's nothing worse than when someone does take shit out of your car. But I remember one time, the worst is like, I guess they got scared and like they took the radio out, but they never took the radio. Like it was, I just put it back in. And I was like,
they're like, okay, this is a piece of shit. We thought this was better.
No, it was good radio. No. The thing is, I wish it was that. It was pretty good radio, but I guess they must have got scared or heard something and they must have just dropped it. And I just picked it up, plugged it back in, and put it back in.
Remember those early radios where you could actually take the whole faceplate of the CD player out with you just so people wouldn't steal it? You'd have that and your club.
Well, of course you have to have your club. I don't want to even steal my vehicle.
Now, I had somebody break into my car once. I was parked it was actually in Colorado Springs. It was at the concert venue that we have here called the Black Sheep. And I was parked up the road, and I guess the street light hadn't come on because I went in while the sun was still out. But it was like a dark area, and I got back in my car after the show. And when I closed my door, I just hear glass kind of crinkling in the back right. They smashed my back window in and grabbed my backpack, which had my laptop and all kinds of stuff.
But you heard it. You heard while it happened?
No. They had already broken. But you know how, like, when you break a window, there's still like glass that's kind of like still kind of framed on the inside of the door panel itself.
Oh, because
so I when I closed my I slammed my door shut and it kind of shook it enough to for a little bit left of the glass to crinkle down. And I kind of look over. Exactly. Not bad.
I just thought Stone Cold was coming to fuck you up.
Well,
bro.
I come to that thing and I just see that they just took out my back left, but actually not left, my other right, my second left window in the back seat. And man, was I pissed. All day long, I was just livid. But yeah, dude, took my laptop, took everything. And the thing is, it wasn't just my car. It was like two other cars down, like a park, you know, parallel park next to me. They just came, smashed, grabbed everything they could within a quick amount of time. And there was a shitty dealership that I was parked next to. And I, you know, like the next day I go, hey, do you guys have cameras that point towards the street? And they're like, no. Like, you have cameras though. Your dealership. Yeah, we do, but none of them point towards the street. But you have three cars that are like right towards the area. What happens if someone breaks into those cars or tries to steal it or whatever? No, we don't. And I'm like, if I get a police subpoena, well, you're gonna have it. You can do it all you want, but we don't have it. I was like, son of a bitch. So I, you know, I filed a police report. And nothing ever came of it. So
end of story.
Yeah. It. Yeah.
I love, look at Flumsy. Look at the radio he posted, Dutch, in the chat room. That's what, the old school one you're talking about. Look, with the little handle.
No, yeah. No,
I know what you're talking about. This is the one before. I remember this. This is a Blahpunk, too. Blahpunk, dude, back in the day, that was the shit.
Yeah, this is a tape player. I'm talking about the earlier versions of the CD players.
Right.
That you put in your shitty car. The ones that didn't come built in. You literally, you could push a button, the whole thing would come out and snap off, and you could put it in your pocket and go...
Yeah, then you're the douchebag walking around with a head unit in your pocket everywhere.
Well, that was cool. That and having a lanyard in your pocket and having a belt that went down halfway to your thigh. That was all cool to run at the same time.
Yeah, I would agree.
Wallet chains.
Yeah. I still do you ever like, I see that every once in a while. I do with a wallet chain. I feel the urge to go up there and be like, dude, no, yeah, I mean, why?
Daddy's concert too.
Yeah, like, ugh. Brothers were never into that. That was never a black thing, right? Wallet chain?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I can't think of
it. I guess the wallet chain kind of came around because of them, though. But
I guess you need cash. You need a wallet to have a chain in. So I guess it's...
Yo, bitch, you know? Give me a beer.
See?
Nice.
The door was still open. My neighbor's coming.
You just screaming.
Oh, no.
Go get me a beer, bitch!
Bitch, give me a beer. Everybody in the hallway just heard you.
Probably.
Oh god. No. I'm trying to think. I think that was the only other time I've ever gotten robbed. Yeah.
But have you ever been filled?
I don't get it.
Like in the butt?
I think you said robbed. I said a different name, like filled. Have you been filled?
I heard you. I just wanted you to say it again. Oh, I see.
Can I try it again?
Go ahead.
I've never been robbed before.
Hey, Mitch, shut up. I'm not doing it again. I'm not.
Have you ever been Jasoned?
No, I haven't, but I want to tell you that this segment was brought to you by Barfield Automotive and Towing. That's right. If you want your things to disappear in your car when they are towed, make sure you use Barfield Automotive and Towing because, hey, fuck you. Barfield Automotive and Towing, 863-967-7900. Tell them Roy sent you.
I hit the stinger too early. By the way, did you guys, what the fuck is going on in Russia? Putin apparently... No,
Putin, I'm assuming grayness and sadness.
Apparently, President Putin just like Putin.
Putin.
Dutch, you're Putin me on.
Oh, wait, what the fuck? This is an old thing, and it was on FARC. This is back in 2000. What? Apparently, he basically passed a law saying that, like, there is no more re-election. Like, you know, it's kind of like when, I forget what mayor it was. Maybe it was mayor of New York City. That, like, you got a third term and then basically passed a law saying no one else is allowed to have third terms. That's basically what Putin did.
So he's basically now the dictator of Russia,
I guess. And he's, I guess, sent like 100,000 more troops to like the edge of Crimea, the area he already took over. And I guess he's just planning on taking over all of Slovakia or where is it?
Slovakia.
Not Slovakia. Fuck.
Slovenia.
It's where stupid Dennis is from.
Ukraine.
That's what it was. Sorry. Yeah, all of Ukraine. Like, dude. And the thing is, if he does it, you know,
back in the USSR,
fucking Obama's not going to do anything.
Who?
Obama.
Who?
More like a bummer. Good Obama, right? Come on. I right?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It's Obama. Yeah, dude. He's not going to do anything because he proved that he's too weak to do anything.
Yeah, he really is a fucking bitch, isn't he?
Dude, he's seriously like, they just teabagged him. The whole world just teabagged him when he did that whole, don't cross this line. If you do, it's going to be serious consequences. And then he crossed the line. He's like, okay, well, if you go any further, then you're really going to get in trouble.
Hey, guys, I'm tote cereal this time. Don't cross this line any farther.
We just did. What are you going to do about it? Oh, by the way, did you guys get your health care?
I'm sorry. Yeah, you know what? Actually, my friend, now that
the deadline was today, I think,
and the little misses are married, I have baller insurance that I don't need to get that lowly poor people crap.
Well, be prepared to get a fine for it. Tax. No. I think it's 1% of your annual income.
I have insurance.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have his insurance.
But I don't want it.
But even though he said, if you like your, do you like your insurance?
I love it. I've.
Do you want to keep it?
Yeah, I really do.
President Obama said that we could keep it.
Okay, good.
But you can't now. What? No. If you do want to keep it, then now you're going to get fined.
I'm going to tell Putin on him, and then he's.
Yeah, but Dutch, though, they legally can't claim that from you.
What do you mean?
No, so,
it's a tax.
No,
the Supreme Court called it a tax.
It's not. They can't claim it.
What do you mean they can't claim it?
There's some law that.
Yeah, the Obama law. Passed it. What are you talking about, Mitch? Like, this is a real thing.
I know it's a real thing, but the healthcare law, whatever, you know, it says you have to have this thing. Otherwise, you're going to get levied a fine of $95 or 1%
of
your income.
Or 1% of what you make, yeah.
They can't claim that legally because it's not something to do with, there's something in the Constitution or somewhere in the laws that they've passed. It says,
bro,
they can't claim it.
You fucking book, yo.
It doesn't matter. That's just it. All the right wing guys are yelling and screaming, this is unconstitutional. You can't do that. But he just did it.
Do what?
Just did that. He just passed this new Obama. That's what the Affordable Health Care Act is.
Yeah, but why male models?
But why male models? Speaking of.
Seriously? I just told you. Sorry. I rewatched it recently because it's on Netflix, Zoolander. That movie's still fucking fantastic. I love that movie.
By the way, did you see what President Bush did?
Wait, which one?
Oh, wait, no, this is old too. What the fuck is going on here?
Did you put FARC in?
Oh, no, this is what happened. Oh, my God. Did you see what FARC did today?
April Fools.
All the FARC stuff was the only headlines they had up in 2004 when they started the site. Oh, they fucked me. I'm like, wait a minute. That one Putin thing was pretty old. And then this same sex couples thing was pretty old too. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, that's present. Okay, well, there goes all my stories. I had a whole bunch of stories pulled up that were fun little headlines, but they're from 2004. I got fucked by Fark. Good job.
Well, how about this? You're like this, Dutch. You're a big Craig Ferguson fan, right?
Yeah, I like Craig.
All right, unannounced, and that's
Craig.
And I don't normally like April Fool's jokes, but unannounced, Craig Ferguson and Drew Carey switch roles today on their shows. Drew Carey will be hosting the Craig Ferguson show tonight. As Craig Ferguson hosted the whole entire Price is Right show today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Completely unannounced.
A lot of people forget that Craig Ferguson was the boss on the Drew Carey show.
Yeah.
So they've known each other for a long time.
So yeah, actually you can download today's Price is Right online and you can see that.
Oh, that's cool.
And if you watch Craig Ferguson tonight, you'll see it's Drew Carey. So I thought that was actually really cool.
Drew Carey looks weird,
not fat.
You're going
to kick out of it because, you know, I know you like Craig Ferguson.
Dennis says, hey, Dutch, you should check out The Onion. They have really good articles. Yeah, these are all 2004 articles. Man, I got fucked. 10-year-old stories I'm pulling up. That's all I have, by the way.
I love that you didn't even like, Dutch is like, oh my God.
I just saw headlines and was like, okay.
Guys, Dutch, breaking news. I just got the story from Fark. Breaking news. The Twin Towers have been attacked. The Twin Towers have been attacked.
But Royce, it's April.
What?
It's April. That happened back in September.
Oh, God.
So even if you had the year right, you would still have the month wrong.
I was. Oh my God, Dutch! I have another breaking news.
Oh no! What was it?
O.J. Simpson is on the run from the LAPD. Apparently, he allegedly murdered his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. Oh my God!
Wow!
OMG!
Did they catch him right away?
I don't know. Oh my God, Dutch! Another breaking news story.
Yeah.
Hitler has invaded Poland.
Well, okay, now we're going back a little far.
Hitler has invaded Poland. O.M. fuck.
Well, I just saw the Putin thing and was like, wait a minute, I think he did that a while ago. And then I saw the top of 2004. I'm like, why would they put that in 2004? But no, the whole thing with Putin was a legit thing, and the fact that he moved all his troops there. Anyway, sorry.
Slaves have been freed. Abraham.
All right. Hey.
Lincoln. Woo.
They got me. Wow.
You are so dumb.
Oh, talk about getting teabagged. Jesus. Well, dude, hey, in my defense, it was late tonight. Scream it.
Sting at Fark too. Moses has just come down from the mountain with two tablets, Dutch.
Wow.
We have commandments.
Man, do I got egg cum on my face.
You stupid idiot.
I am dumb. I was running so late today.
You big dumb idiot.
I don't have that button. Do you have it?
Holy fuck.
See, now I'm scrambling, looking through other sites for something to talk about.
You big dumb idiot.
There we go.
Found it.
Oh, fuck. You are so stupid.
Oh, hey, we can always talk about The Walking Dead. Did you guys watch the final episode?
Not yet. No, do not tell me.
Did it happen? How far off?
Okay, well, how about this, Dutch? Me and you will talk about it, and Royce, you just... Don't
I need to get a drink of water. I'll be right back. How about this? Hold on. How am I going to know when I need to come back? Give me a time. Give me a number. Give me 5 minutes. Is that long enough, you think?
30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
No, 30
seconds. Just go up and then just don't put your headphones on and be like, hey, I'm back or whatever. And
Okay. I'm going to get some water.
Yeah. So anyways, this is my theory. They're a religious cult that is much like a spider web. Instead of them going out and getting supplies, they do this whole broadcast to get people to come to them, and then they capture them, get their goodies, and then they sacrifice them in some cannibals. Kind of ritualistic thing. You think they're cannibals?
Yeah.
No.
Did you see the cage with the bones in them?
Yeah, I did see that, but I thought maybe it was more of a ritualistic sacrifice type thing, hence that whole room with the circle or with the candles and shit.
I suppose that would make sense with the candles and stuff, but I thought of it more of them being cannibals because of they're herding them, they're putting them into that train car and right. The pile of bones, and there's that one woman who's always cooking food.
Yeah, I think they drug that food. Seems to be, obviously. Hence why you saw the plates and whatnot in the train car. So they bring people in, make them feel unassuming, don't take their weapons right away, give them food, and then obviously has drugs in it that knocks them out, and then yada yada. But yeah, my theory, and I guess they call them the Terminites, Termites. That's what it was, because Terminus, Termites.
Okay.
That's what they're referring to them in the Talking Dead. But
I'm back. Shut up.
Hold on. Give us another 30 seconds.
Okay. Headphones off. Go.
All right. That ending line, did you see Andrew Lincoln? He didn't like the fact that his last line was, they don't know the people that they're screwing with, because in the comic book, and he said that he took like 18 different takes of him saying, they don't know the people that they're fucking with, which is what was in the actual graphic novel.
Oh, and they didn't want.
And exactly. And the guy that the producer was like, well, because of FCC violations and families. And I'm like, what families are allowing their kids to watch a show? And B, AMC isn't FCC regulated. They can say whatever they want. They say shit every once in a while on Mad Men, and Breaking Bad had cursing in it. Like,
I don't think they can say fuck, though. Can they?
Yes. They're not FCC regulated. AMC is a cable network. You can say what you want. They just kind of self-police themselves. So.
Oh, I see. Well, I know like Breaking Bad, they said it. Like in the last season, they never did it before until the last season.
I know,
like,
but the last line of season four, you have to go with the book. And even Andrew Lincoln he said he was like, I guess, fighting his case to be able to say that. And he said he only did the screwing line one time. And that's the take that they used. So, all right, Royce, you can come back.
Royce.
Hello, yes, I'm back.
All right, you're back. Okay. So, anyways.
Lori, why did Western ever say Lori is back in the chat?
Yeah, she's a ghost, bro.
Why would he do that? Hey, all right, hey, you know, we told you to take your headphones off. You don't have to keep reading.
I did. What am I supposed to do? It's in the chat. I have always look at the chat.
You don't have to read. You can barely read as is.
I guess I'll go to Fark and check out some topics.
Yeah, I have nothing now. All my prep went right out the window after that whole thing happened, so I'm dead in the water here.
Well, I mean, I have a song for we listen to better music, but I want to do that after the break.
Sure. Okay, so now that Walking Dead is over, I need a new show. What do you guys? Do you guys think that show Turn looks any good? It's talking about like the Revolutionary War spy ring.
Watch The Blacklist. If you like James Spader, The Blacklist is great.
Vikings.
Is that any good?
Yes.
Isn't that a History Channel?
It is. It's. Yeah, it's kind of like a Game of Thrones, dude, or kind of like Black Sails, but it's just
maybe
on a History Channel.
Game of Thrones.
There's no tits, but, you know.
Another amazing April Fool's thing. The Mystery Science Theater 3000 guys, or the Riff Tracks guys, today from 8 to midnight, are doing all the Nat Geo shows. They're Riff Tracking all the Nat Geo shows.
Wait, where?
Live on Nat Geo. Dude, it's been all over Facebook. Everywhere.
The shows? They just pick one episode of all the shows that they have?
Yeah, like any show that would normally be on tonight from 8 to midnight, they riff track. Like, I think it's like four shows. They riff tracks all those shows. And I mean, you're going to be able to download it, Mitch, I'm sure, tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, babe, I'm almost positive. But
yeah, I was going to say, that's like right now, and I believe the show to do that.
No, it is right now. It is right now, and it's, dude, it looks, I saw some clips on YouTube. They were posting some clips on their Facebook, and it looks fucking hilarious. So, just, you know, that was another April.
What's it called? Great Game of Thrones fan.
Yeah,
really, yes. We don't really talk about it that much on the show.
It's really good. It's amazing.
Okay, I saw the first episode, and I guess I have to give it a second chance because I heard that like it moves a little slow in the beginning, and then it just kind of goes insane after a little while.
No, it's really good, and even when it's slow, you still hold on to it because there's a lot of sex, so it keeps you intrigued.
That blonde chick is pretty cute.
Oh, she's fucking smoking hot.
I think it was like a couple days ago, I jerked off to sex scenes from movies, not like actual porn.
What movies?
I just was looking on porn sites, but it was all like celebrity, like, you know, just sex scene compilations.
Oh, hey, can I bring something up? This is related to what you're saying. I wanted to bring it up last week, and I was mad at myself that I didn't. What was the first thing? There's a reason I'm bringing this up. What was the first thing you jerked off to? Like, did you remember jerking off to?
A Playboy magazine that my brother kept in his closet, and I think I was around. I remember jerking off, but jerking off to, yeah, it was that magazine. And I think it was, let's see, How old was I at the time? I think it was like the 1996 October issue of Playboy. It might be that.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know. Now, I'll have to look it up.
Now, Mitchell, what about you? Do you remember?
I don't remember what year it was, but it was. I think it was Fox. The Fox magazine or something.
The dog or a dog like creature?
No.
He was just hanging out in my backyard and his bushy tail just gave me a wad.
No, it was. I don't remember. It was something like that. But it was my dad's, and it was hidden behind the vanity in the bathroom in the basement.
Your dad had porn,
huh? Vanity there, huh? Sorry. I apologize.
It might have been a Playboy somewhere else. I don't remember. But I remember that magazine specifically because I jerked off to it a lot because it was the only one I could find.
Well, this is why I bring it up. I remember the first thing I masturbated to was when I was 13 years old. It was to a Fredericks of Hollywood magazine. Now,
Fredericks
of Hollywood is really, really like slutty. Have you ever seen one of those? You know, like Fredericks of Hollywood is like really, really slutty lingerie, like crotchless stuff and the stuff with the boobs come out and all that stuff.
It's Hooker's Victoria's Secret.
Right. But now here's the thing. It's not that that's fine. That's something normal to masturbate to. It's that it was my grandma owned a lot of the catalogs. And now I've been informed that my grandma may have been a slut. And because it's really raunchy stuff. And it's my grandma. I think of my grandma. I never put two and two together for many years up until I was just thinking about it. I was like, you know, the first thing. And then I was like, whoa, you know, and I was, yeah.
Okay, wait. Back up. Okay, so it was a magazine that your grandmother owned or had this magazine in her house.
Magazines. It was a catalog. You know, you get the Victoria's Secrets catalog. Right.
Is that essentially what it was, or is it like a lot of nudity? I missed that part. Sorry.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, crotchless underwear.
Oh, it was a cat. Okay.
It was like lingerie.
Stuff you could order.
Slutty. Slutty slut lingerie.
Oh my god! I sat behind your grandmother during the. Yeah. Was that your grandparents I was sitting behind during your wedding?
No, it wasn't that grandma.
Oh, okay.
She passed away, the one I'm talking about.
I was going to say, he's like, yeah, wow. Oh, no. Oh, God. You think your dad, fucked her in the butt?
No, my grandma?
Not your dad, your grandpa. Your dad, that'd be really weird.
Wow. Weirdo.
You think your grandmother was like, she was into finger stuff?
No, that's
like while you kids are around, she would just like, you know, play with herself, like, you know, just masturbate with her own heel while she was at dinner with the rest of you.
While at the table.
She would have one foot up and mash her heel into her own pussy and lean forward while she's grabbing for the mashed potatoes. You think she did that?
Thank God for being double jointed, right?
Yeah, right. You think she was crocheting an Afghan while you guys were sitting on the floor watching, Dexy Midnight Runner music videos that she just had like, you know, a butt plug stuck up in there and was just kind of rocking gently back and forth? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're thinking now?
Thank you, D, for saying your dead grandma is a slut in the chat.
Did she have one of those like heated massager things you put over the chairs?
Oh, yeah.
The ones you plugged in?
And the other one shoved about three quarters of the way inside of her own pussy. Yeah.
I won't do this no Bryce. More. I won't do this no more.
You think so?
Dutch, you know, I don't ever want to hear ever again that I'm not a good person. I don't ever have her in the barrel.
You ever wonder why the cats were licking furiously at the egg beater that was left on the floor?
Royce Danger Lopez is a good sport.
Did you ever blow an egg beater and go, Mom, Grandma, why does this smell like fish? No? Royce?
Dutch, shut up. Leave me alone.
You think your grandma was a size queen? I kind of picture her as a size queen. Maybe your grandpa was like a cuck. He just wanted to see some like just huge black dong, and then he would suck the semen right out of her pussy. And be humiliated while the guy called her a faggot. You think that's what happened? Is that what the magazine told you? Royce?
Royce, Dutch asked you a question.
Yeah, you're being rude.
The polite thing to do would be to answer.
We're on the radio.
You know, the funny thing is, I'm going to remember everything you're doing. I'm going to get you guys back so fucking home. It's so fucking mean and so fucking cruel. It's going to
just like random black men had your grandmother's back at the same time.
More like radio, less like crap.
It's 2014. Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's All About Me with Halls and Rorschach.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can not tell.
I got pain. Until I hear it. Yo, I got pain.
I got pain.
I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hi, welcome to Salon Twirls. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is kind of embarrassing, but my wife wants him to be more kept down there. Any suggestions?
can see you're probably like South Islander, which means you've got a little shadow going on in the cracks. I'd probably use a bleaching cream. And, you know, the directions say apply once a day. I'd just go ahead and do 3 times. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, get in on the go.
And what am I bleaching exactly?
Your booty hole.
Wouldn't that hurt?
You might like it. You'd be surprised. Most guys like a little tingle down there.
Sign me up.
Listen to Trust Us. Listen to Trust Us, We're Hot. Every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh, who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Well, broadsheet journalists have described my impressions as stunningly accurate.
Well, they're wrong. I've not heard your Michael Caine, but I assume it would be something along the lines of, "My name's Michael Caine."
That is where you are so wrong. And you can look at my live video for proof, because that's the very thing I don't do.
Do you, Michael Caine?
Okay. I say, "Michael Caine used to talk like this in the 1960s, right? But that has changed." And I say that over the years, Michael's voice has come down several octaves. Let me finish. "And all of the cigars and the brandy, don't let me finish, can now be heard."
Okay.
I've not fucking finished in the back of the voice, and the voice now. Well, I've still not finished the voice.
Well, you're panicking.
Like you're about to bloody talk. Let me finish. Right, so, Michael Caine's voice now in the Batman movies and in Harry Brown. I can't go fast because Michael Caine talks very, very slowly.
Right, this is how Michael Caine speaks. Michael Caine speaks to his nose like that. He gets very, very specific. It's very like that. When he gets loudly, it gets very loud indeed. It gets very specific. It's not quite nasal enough the way you're doing it, all right? You're not doing it the way he speaks. You're not doing it with the kind of... And you don't do the broken voice when he gets very emotional. When he gets very emotional indeed. She was only 16 years old. She was only 16. You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. That's Michael Caine.
Back, second hour of Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com. Number is 954-573-2780. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, and Chim Heil. Marie out tonight. Is Sherry going to get on mic tonight or no?
Look, Sherry,
I'm here.
She's on camera, Dutch. The camera.
Oh, there you are.
Check it out. Oh. Yeah. By the way,
where's Mitch?
This is the way it should be.
I'm right here.
But this is the way it should be every night. It should be the women should be prominent just for viewership. Right. So sorry, Dutch, you're not on camera no more.
I don't give a shit.
Shaking her boobs.
Do it.
Yeah, shake that shit.
Yeah, she. Mitch sounds terrible when he tries to be an alpha man. So bad.
You be dirty, you girl.
Yeah, before I spank your bottom with my hand. Lightly.
I'll teach you who's the boss.
Tony.
I got you a beer.
Good.
Like a good woman should.
That's exactly the response it deserved.
Do you want to go right into word?
Sure.
Mitchell?
Yes, I'll have to set it up.
Okay.
I'll explain it.
Yeah, tell us what it is.
It's, I believe, the band. And by the way, this was sent in by a listener. I believe she's in the chat room. Deanna in the chat room sent in Major Lazer's bubble butt. Now, have you heard of Major Lazer, Dutch?
I have not heard of Major Lazer bubble butt.
I did until today. So this is also new for me. Why don't we just start playing it? I think it's the best way to go about this, to start playing it.
Is there a genre, or should just let it go?
It's dancey, poppy. It has 2 Chainz in it also. How about that?
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. Turn it up, Mitch. Go ahead. Turn up a bit more.
This beat is fucking dope. Hold still, bitch. Okay, look like a slut.
So far, so good.
Look like a fucking whore.
Wait.
Cool. Sit now. I'm trying, bitch. I only have 1 fucking bar.
What is going on?
Dutch, relax. Remember, the song's called Bubble Butt.
It's like an epic.
What is that?
Grab it. Filled with bubbles, right in their buttocks.
Oh my God. I think I've heard this before.
Turn around, stick it out, show the world you got a bubble butt.
I don't know what to think about this. I actually had someone request this at a gig I played not too long ago.
Put it in reverse. Kill down. Put it in a hearse. Then I drove off and put it in the dirt. Driving low. Put it in the dirt. Take your top off. Turn into a bird. Bubble butt. Bust it though. Smoking bubble kush. Wearing a bubble coat.
Bubble butt.
I like the beat, but this chorus is obnoxious. Bubble butt.
It's actually really good. A lot of went into that chorus.
Bubble butt.
Hey guys,
video.
I say bubble butt. What should we say next?
I got it. Bubble butt. Ooh, here comes a sexy bitch.
And by the way, what's that circus wedding?
They had a budget for this music video.
What?
A bubble budget.
Open up your bubble gump, let me see your bumper. The booty so smooth, can't believe it's not butter. I go in from under, she wetter than the surfer. I ate the bass, I'm about to start burping.
I'm burping,
re-licked the bottom of the surface. I loaded my clip in and told her don't get nervous. I'm a bang bang chitty bang 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 killer. Lick a bar like a dribble. Put you in a pickle, nipple on my why you tripping? I'm a crazy individual. Never do minimum drive-ins, Billy too. Damn, fuck much.
It's a cartoon.
Trying to get into you, then make you my enemy.
Nobody finds that hot.
Man, me don't like that.
They literally just took 2 pillows and put them in their backsides.
Bubble butt.
They can't be real.
Bubble butt. Turn around, stick it out. Show the world you got a bubble butt. Bubble butt. Bubble butt.
You have a bubble butt.
You notice how all the white chicks don't have fat asses? It's only the black chicks.
That's why they had to inject them with bubbles.
Right.
I knew that. I've been saying they were cannibals for years. Nobody believed me.
Come on, bitch.
I feel like I've heard this on the radio. Like, that's a radio hit these days. Oh, that's terrible.
How great's radio, am I right?
Ugh. I don't, I mean, the beat's not bad, but it's every other rap beat that we've all heard before. Westneko says that his ears are bleeding.
No, hey, you can put Sherry back on the camera. No, she could sit. Mitch,
she wanted to leave for some reason.
Tell her not to leave. Sit down, Sherry, fucking idiot. I mean, hi, Sherry.
Why'd you have to leave? You got to take a nap? Are you pregnant? What happened? Did he knock you up?
Pray you, well, you went.
I was going to give him a spot back.
She said, ew. I like that.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, look, Sleeping Beauty woke up. Hi, Sean.
It looks like you guys needed me to come save your show.
Hey, Princess.
Turn this light on? Is that what you're telling me, Royce? Off the microphone and behind the scenes?
Thanks, Sean.
I know Hammy's been railing about this, but has anybody...
Cheesecake?
no.
Jesus.
It's pretty bright, huh? Fuck. You fucking dick for?
No, I'm talking more about the whole Stephen Colbert thing that went down.
Well, yeah, the whole... they wanted to fire him or whatever.
Yeah, the whole fire Colbert thing.
Right, yeah.
Have you guys heard any of it?
No, go ahead. Play it.
I guess Asian groups are pissed off about this, but here, listen.
Well, they're pissed off about everything.
Oh, my God.
Of course, it's not a YouTube thing. It has to be a Comedy Central player, so it's buffering.
So it's real.
If you watch the news, you know you were reaching the end of March Madness. It comes in like a lion and goes out like a lion.
Oh. All right, we got to find a better one. This one keeps buffering because it's a Comedy Central thing.
Cool story, Hanfa. Hold on.
Just type in Stephen Colbert, Asian. Here, hold on. Let's see who gets it first.
Is he telling you to do that?
Telling both of these guys to do it.
Jack shit, bro. If you want a video, you fucking find it.
That's right. He's not in seat anymore. Hold on. Colbert, Asian. Oh, come on.
Thirsty.
Mm-mm. Was it something he said on Twitter?
No, the Twitter thing was just a part of the thing. It was part of the whole segment he was doing, basically making fun of the Redskins, and the Asians got all butthurt about it.
Well, because I found a tweet from him that says, "I am willing to show hashtag Asian community I care by introducing the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for sensitivity to Orientals or whatever."
Yeah, that was part of the segment itself, and I can't find it. Of course you can't find it. Oh, let's see if I can't. Son of a bitch. It's not letting me play, dude. So, contract. Here we go. Hold on.
This boy, whose name is Bryce Brights.
Buffering. Of course it's buffering.
It's occurred to them.
Okay, never mind. Fuck it. Move on to something else until I can find it.
Well,
somebody help me out here. I'm heating up.
Way to go, guys.
I thought it would play, but it's not letting me do it. So,
hey, Mitch, how's that local sports team?
You mean the Minnesota?
Oh, that local sports team's doing great because of the game that they just played this past day.
Oh, what was the score of that game? How many points were the other team have on the other one?
33.5-14.
Wow, a half point? That's crazy. What game were you watching?
What's going on here? I don't.
Hockey.
It's called filler. We're filling so Dutch could fool to find the thing. Fine.
You're not helping me here.
It's going really good.
Okay. Hey, Mitch. Topic change. How's the weather over there in Minnesota?
It's Minnesota. It's always cold. Next
story.
The
snow is melting.
Oh, my God. That must.
No, actually, I saw a photo today. There was some girl that was sunbathing on like one of the lakes here.
Man, I sure hope Dutch could find more stories from 50.
So-called offensive name. Though, if you've seen them play recently, their name
talk
is
the Redskins.
Least offensive thing on the field. But, thankfully, Redskins owner Daniel Snyder has found a way to smoke them the peace pipe.
The Washington Redskins are trying to improve their image with the Native American community. Owner Dan Snyder is now creating a foundation to assist American Indian tribes.
Snyder sent a letter to Redskins fans laying out a plan to start the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation. That's right, the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation. Because Redskins is not offensive if you only use it once in your name.
And folks, the healing has already begun. The charity has distributed over 3,000 cold weather coats to several tribes, and you can see how happy they are in their new gear. The foundation also assisted in the purchase of a new backhoe for the Omaha tribe. That's right, assisted. Because you can't expect a team worth $1.7 billion to pay for the entire backhoe. Those things cost thousands. To cover that price, they'd have to sell a beer and a soft pretzel. Folks, this move by Dan Snyder inspires me. Because my show has frequently come under attack for having a so-called offensive mascot. My beloved character, Ching Chong Ding Dong.
Ooh, I love tea. It's so good for you. You're so pretty, American girl. You come here, you kiss my tea, make all sweet. I don't need no sugar when you're around.
Jesus.
Come on, my rickshaw. I give you a ride to Bangkok.
Now, folks, the small-minded out there have called Ching Chong Ding Dong an offensive caricature of an Asian American. That is wrong. Mr. Ding Dong is not American. He is a Chinaman from Guangdong, and if he ever heard someone call him a stereotype, he would choke on his opium pipe. Of course, there was no pleasing the attack dogs over at Asian Media Watch, who demanded that I remove Ching Chong from the show's letterhead and stop having him accept awards on my behalf. The point is, offensive or not, Ching Chong is part of the unique heritage of the Colbert Nation that cannot change. But I am willing to show the Asian community that I care by introducing the Ching Chong Ding Dong Foundation for Sensitivity to Orientals or whatever. It is a wonderful charity. Thank you. Yes. I will applaud my sensitivity as well. It's a wonderful charity that's already provided 3,000 of those triangle hats to Asian Americans in need. I assume there's a need because I never see him wearing those things anymore. And I owe all this sensitivity to Redskins owner Dan Snyder. So Asians, send your thank you letters to him, not me. We'll be right back.
So, based off of that, the hashtag Fire Colbert, Cancel Colbert, went crazy on Twitter because Asians, for whatever reason, just completely missed the entire satire of that entire bit.
But aren't Orientals crazy for firecrackers?
They Mitch? Are.
Mitch?
Maybe Mitch should sit in that chair.
I'm not in my right chair.
I tried giving it
you
back
should sit back in that chair. We need you.
Orientals are crazy for firecrackers.
There we go.
Next time, let Sherry find it.
Let Sherry find buttons.
Push buttons, too.
Okay, fine. Okay, Sherry, put the one that you think we need right now. Put your sound drop. I want Sherry to run all the soundboard. Go ahead.
I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, yummy,
yummy, yummy.
Yum.
Perfect. I love this bit, Sherry.
Just Sherry, if you don't know what to say, we'll just throw it to you, and you hit a button.
Yeah.
For the rest of the show.
Well, no, whatever you feel. No, I trust her. Whenever you feel we need a drop, okay? We trust you.
Are you guys using SoundPlan, or are you just having stuff pulled up?
SoundPlan.
Okay, cool. All right. Anyways, yeah, so... are people not allowed to make jokes anymore? And did he come out and apologize for this? Or I hope he doesn't.
I don't.
No, he shouldn't.
I don't think he will either. I mean, he's not the type of guy to just come out and be like, "Oh yeah, my bad."
And do they not get the bit? Like, do they not understand? Like, he's a.
I think the whole point is that, I mean, not that I agree with it, but I think the whole point is that conservatives that are doing this are saying that if it was a conservative guy that would have done this same joke, that the same liberals would be after him saying fire Bill O'Reilly or whatever. Or fire.
No, conservatives aren't the ones getting mad. It's the Asians getting mad. Liberals don't give a shit. They're just like, okay, whatever. He was the whole point of the bit was trashing Dan Snyder for his dumb
foundation. Look, maybe Chinese people stop putting pee-pee in our Coke and then maybe we could respect their culture.
That's true.
To be fair, though, Asians get mad at everything and everyone. So at this point, nobody should really care.
And really, honestly, you have to just think of the old hymn. I think it was Confucius that said, Chinese, Japanese, look at these.
That's not a real.
There is that.
It's from Confucius, I remember.
No, that's something.
Oh, you know what? It was Buddha.
I think Buddha said push in the bush.
He did. You're right. Oh, my God. Yeah, I just remember that.
I think you guys have this all confused. Eastern philosophy, not a big big thing with you
I
guys.
Think you mean, apparently, I from what I heard, though, was that King Kong was actually in Hong Kong playing ping pong with his ding dong.
Really? You know what? Did you get that from Fark?
No. Because that one was a little more current than the one I was pulled up earlier. And I think it was Jesus that said, milk, milk, lemonade, around the corner, fudge is made.
Was it now?
Yes. Words live by. I actually have that hanging up above my bed.
Learned that at your Christian school?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But, dude, I mean, like, aren't the Asians the ones who got JV and Elvis fired for doing something like a prank call or whatever, or whatever they did, and they just had, like, a guy with an Asian voice?
Oh, you dishonor my family.
Like, they're, like, the new get people fired group. For the longest time, it was...
the blacks.
Blacks, and then the gays. Gays seems like they've kind of tailed off a little bit. They I think the last time they made a big stink was for the whole Tracy Morgan thing.
I'm gonna get that bitch pregnant.
That's my Tracy Morgan impression. Is it good?
It's really good.
Thanks.
Really
good,
bro. Sherry, what do you
in the studio?
Sherry, what do you think about the impression? You're just supposed to hit a random button. You're not supposed to think about it.
Double it's not click pushing.
Oh. Troopers.
Oh, no.
I just received new orders.
I can go take a pee break now.
The war is canceled. We can all go home. Bison is getting paid off for his crimes.
Oh, is he really?
And our friends who have died here.
Oh, no.
Will have died.
Oh?
For nothing.
We don't want that down, do we?
But we can all go home.
Oh, good.
We can go home.
Meanwhile, ideals like peace,
I don't like this,
freedom, and justice.
Justice.
They get packed up.
David Justice. You played.
We can all go
shortstop.
Home. Great. Well, I'm not going home.
Oh no.
I'm gonna get on my boat, and
his
I'm
boat?
Going upriver.
This isn't fun.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bison's ass so hard
son of
that
a
the
bitch.
Next Bison wannabe
Dyson
is gonna feel it.
It's a good vacuum.
Now, who wants to go home? And who wants to go with me? Yeah!
Wow, she really knows how.
Why would you have that as a button? It's so long.
I can push more buttons.
You can. Why do you say it that way?
Buttons?
She does.
It's buttons. No, it's buttons. Well, two T's make an N.
Because I would get made fun of for saying buttons, so now I try to overpronounce it.
No. Two T's make an N. Buttons.
But that's, I would say buttons.
What? Two N's would, make me scared, so I'm leaving that neighborhood. Whoa.
Yeah, no, Ryan does that too. Two T's together are D's. Ladder.
Jeez,
letter.
Sorry. Every time.
Either way. Telling you, I have nothing. I lost all my prep when I got fucked over by Fark.
Oh, bro. We saw Weezer Saturday.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Well, they Universal here has...
City Walk?
Yeah, but they have something every year called Mardi Gras. You know how they have real Mardi Gras in New Orleans, obviously. But they have a Mardi Gras thing at the Universal Studios and... They have a different band every night. And usually the bands are pretty shitty. I mean, except they did have Foreigner, Mitch. Woo!
All right.
But they had Weezer, and it was actually they were actually pretty good, man. That they don't age. Like, they look exactly the same. They put on a really good show.
I remember for a while there, the one lead singer got, like, he just grew a huge beard, and everybody got pissed off about it.
Really?
I remember that. All the hate. They were like, do you think they were like the original hipster band? Because
yes, absolutely.
Because
yes.
You remember a couple of years ago, there was like this petition for Weezer fans to send money to Weezer to tell them to stop making albums because nothing was good after the first two or something like that.
That's not nice.
Like the whole hipster mentality of like nothing was good past the first two albums or first what one album or whatever.
Did you like? Do you like their new fucking album?
I haven't heard any of it, so I don't know.
And then it goes to show you how much you liked it.
I didn't. Pay attention. As he didn't. Moved on.
How could he formulate an opinion without knowledge of?
I never really liked Weezer.
Get out.
Or I never really liked you.
Yeah, they're pretty simple, I guess. Did they play all the hits, or they've just played nothing but like?
We got there. We got there a little late. We actually went with D. She's in the chat. There's a picture. and she had to get her ticket, so it took a while. But when we finally got in, yeah, we got in. But the thing is, it was weird because, you know, it wasn't like a real concert since it was a Universal. Like, you know, instead it started at 8:30, and you know, I'm
sure.
Nice
boobs, D.
Yeah, she's got those.
Yeah, she has nice boobs. what was I saying?
She's so tiny.
You got there at 8:30.
Oh, okay, 8:30. But you know, Dutch, I'm sure like when you go to a concert, you go to plenty of concerts. Like when you hear, oh, you know, whatever fucking shit band you like.
It's August Burns Red.
August Burns Red. It's
yeah.
Start. At 8:30, you know, okay, they're not really coming on until like 9:30 because there's going to be, you know, always at least one opening act, you know?
Right.
But no, I guess they must have started at 8:30. They had no opening act.
Oof, that was loud.
I didn't mean for that.
Sorry about that.
So, NCT Software. No,
who were the opening bands?
No, there wasn't any. That was the point.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I skipped forward.
Why male models?
I skipped forward.
They just started at 8:30, and Dutch was not paying any attention to what I said because I clearly made it. The whole point of my thing was that there was not an opening band.
So you missed half the show.
You missed half
the show. So you missed the opening band.
There was no opening band.
Why wouldn't they have one? Isn't that kind of self-righteous?
It's not Weezer that didn't want an opening band.
They didn't want
to. It's a Universal.
Before the band started, a dog and pony show?
No, Universal does. They only have like it's really like a set amount of time, so they don't give them an opening band.
Oh, okay.
They just play at 8:30, you know?
Okay. Here's $30 and show up at 8:30.
Right. No, there was a lot of people there. It was packed.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it really was a lot of people there.
Trying to think of the last concert I went to. Mm-hmm. I used to go to shows all the time, and I have tinnitus now because of it. Well, I was in a band for a little while there too, but you know, just all the loud, and I was always at least the shows that I went to, and Mitch knows what I'm talking about, like just any of those punk rock shows or hardcore shows, you know, just years of stage diving and crowd surfing and jumping around and doing the mosh pit nonsense, the pressure pits, and after a while I was like, I can't do this anymore.
I'm the old guy that sits in the back.
I am now.
Chairs at concerts.
I used to be. I had to be as close as I could get because I was always, you know, when the lead singer would come up, like grab the mic and like scream it, the lyrics that I knew into it, guy.
I just want to. When Sherry and I went to that Foreigner concert like a year and a half ago or whatever, it was at a casino and we sat down and it was so nice to just sit down at a concert. I liked it.
I've always been the person that has to be right next to the first speaker too. Blowing.
Yeah, that way you can't hear. No, fuck that.
Yeah, and then I go home and I'm like, my ears are ringing. Mop. I just want to go to sleep.
Mop.
The last concert I went to was a Beastie Boys concert.
I wanted to see them so bad before he died.
Yep. Now, like I think we said in Hippo Juice, now the problem is you can't go see them, but every third word of a song is missing. So,
forgot that joke. Nah, man. Yeah, that was one of the ones I really wanted to see. I kind of wanted to see Guns N' Roses back in their heyday, but from the horror story you told me, they made you wait for like 3 hours before
Axel
they came out.
It's just a fucking homo.
And I don't want to see Buckethead on stage. Like, who cares about that? I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a show that I haven't seen that I desperately want to see. Maybe U2. No, AC/DC. That's the show I want to see.
Meh.
Nothing? Yeah. No bands that you guys haven't seen that you really wanted to?
I mean,
Spice Girls?
I want to see Foo Fighters.
I'd like to see the Spice Girls.
And I do want to see I've always wanted to see the Foo Fighters live. That's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, Dave Grohl's fantastic.
I want to see the Dirty Heads, but they're not that big, and I could probably watch them at any point.
Yeah, I saw them open up for 311 a couple of years ago. They were pretty good. They were good. They were at Red Rocks.
I want to see them. No, I mean, I like their stuff. I've seen some of their live stuff online. And I could have seen them a year ago. They were playing at the House of Blues right by here. And I couldn't go. $25 too. I would have gone.
Dumbass.
They're pretty good live. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to check them out.
Fun. Yeah. 311 is a great live band.
Stop. Not Hanson. Stop.
Sure, I want to see Hanson. I thought she was pushing buttons.
Yeah, I know. That's not a button.
Well, she can talk, but talk closer to your mic.
She says she can't go to hospital because she's, quote, tripping balls.
That was appropriate.
You said Foreigner.
Fired.
I remember the last concert I went.
Deal.
Sherry's our new producer.
I went the last concert I went and sat down at, I just remembered it was Foreigner as well, but they were playing with it was Foreigner, Styx, and Def Leppard. And we were my brother and his best friend were supposed to go because they were huge, you know, 80s music, rock, whatever fans. But my brother's buddy couldn't go. And I'm, you know, I kind of am familiar with those bands, but live, it was awesome. And the fact that we were on a ton of coke at the time. I think it was the last time I ever did coke. Dude, we were in like the 15th row, and Def Leppard is the loudest band ever. And we just kept taking bumps out of this fucking... We were gacked out of our mind, but man, that was fun.
Look at the bathroom scene for American Psycho. But these stalls are terrible to do coke in.
Oh, we didn't even do it that way, dude. We were just like, kind of like just, you know, holding a bag with a straw and just kind of doing it out of that. People next to us were like, yeah, man, you guys are partying.
Woo!
He's like a 40-year-old woman taking their tits out all over the place. It was great.
Ugh.
I think, yeah, that was the last show I went to where there wasn't, like, an open floor area. It was all seating and, like, you know, one of those, like, amphitheaters that have a huge lawn behind you with the riffraff.
I went to one of those in Irvine, California. It was Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, who? Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
Who wants to go see a two-hit wonder band?
It was a
free, guy.
It was a free show, so I went. Pink opened up for them. It was weird. It was really weird. I don't know. I sat in the grassy fucking hillside and smoked a lot of weed during the show. I didn't care. I was just there.
I can't smoke pot ever.
Okay.
I remember I went to Warped Tour 2005 and I smoked pot and it just ruined the rest of the day for me. And it was like all bands I wanted to see. Have you guys ever been to like a festival type setting? Like a Warped Tour or like Lollapalooza or anything like that?
No, but I want to go this year. I was planning to actually go to see one where the Dirty Heads were playing.
At Burning Man? Is it Burning Man?
No, it's not Burning Man. I do want to go to Burning Man. That's something else I want to
do. Where is that? Is that in California?
Burning Man is in Nevada.
Yeah. Nevada, okay. What's the big one in California?
Coachella.
There it is, yeah. But that's all like hipster type shit too, right?
Usually, yeah. It's a really hipstery place out there. And
yeah, Coachella's where they did the Tupac fucking hologram shit, remember?
Oh, yeah. And that's kind of like where all the celebrities go and everything because it's right outside of L.A.
Yeah, it's just east of L.A. It's not that far out to the desert there. But I got a buddy that does that. He's a homeless vagrant, hitchhiking vagabond. And that's what he does. He just goes around the country and goes to all the like Burning Mans and festivals and shit all over the country.
Okay. I was always a Warped Tour kid. So.
And I was never...
That was fun. I mean, it's one of those things you have to kind of gear up for, like drink a shitload of like water and like it Powerades and whatnot just to be hydrated like a week before. Like it's great. I remember seeing Katy Perry for the first time on that tour. It was back in... Have I told you guys this?
No.
Yeah, no, her first tour ever was on Warped Tour, and she was on one of the side stages. It was right when I Kissed the Girl and I Liked It came out, and it was just hitting radio. So she was on that tour, and she started, oddly enough, August Burns Red was playing, and it was on one of the smaller stages. So the way that Warped Tour sets up is they have the two big main stages. While one band plays, the other one's getting set up, and they kind of have the similar setup in six different areas. So they have like two stages always next to each other. So it's always a band playing on one of these six areas, but there's constant music going on. But on one of the smaller two stages that were next to each other, it was August Burns Red was playing, and right after them was Katy Perry. So they just got done. Katy Perry comes out, plays her first song, and then midway through her next song, she's just like, starts mocking the screaming bands, just doing this whole, hey, you guys want to hear I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It? And just starts making fun of everybody. I was like, well, she's got some balls. And then the next band that came up, the first thing they did was this next song goes out to Katy Perry. But this is when she was dating the guy from Gym Class Heroes.
Oh, yeah. The guy who fucking became even a bigger asexual weirdo when they broke up?
You mean Gym
Class Heroes? Yeah, the Gym Class Heroes was on the main stage that year. And I actually had backstage passes that particular year because, I don't know, I think I was doing interviews for a radio station or... Wait, no, this wasn't the year I was with you guys. It was the year before. But either way, I had backstage passes, and I was just hanging out talking to him backstage and just, you know, talking about, you know, he was just talking about the pot was here, and I think we were talking about football for a little while there. And then Katy Perry comes strolling over, and she's just like, hey, I'm going to go back to the tour bus. He's like, okay, baby. He leans over and like kisses her cheek, and she doesn't like turn or reciprocate or anything and walks away. And I didn't know they were dating. I'm like, you're dating her? He's like, yeah, that's my baby, man. Yeah, I love her. Cut to like 2 months after that tour, she dumps him and starts dating Russell Brand. And then Travis McCoy went on to write an entire album, a solo album, just about the breakup of her. So fuck Katy Perry. I think that's the reason why I hate her. Because I like Travis McCoy.
Because you're man crushing on Travis McCoy. Yeah.
Dude, and her forehead's even bigger in person. And so are her tits. Man, those things are big.
So?
And she's like the biggest thing in the world. I was like a foot from her. I mean, nobody knew who the fuck she was. I should squeeze some boob.
You'd be famous. Hey, remember that guy that squeezed your tit? Yeah, that was me.
Is everybody just like low energy tonight? Like, what happened?
I'm sorry, dude. I'm just real. Like I said, I told you my day today, so I'm kind of drained. Like literally just driving all day. So I'm just kind of, you know, but you know, Dutch, that reminds me one more live read.
Oh yeah, here you go.
Why I'm so tired. I'll let you know because they were just so helpful at Barfield Automotive in Towing. Just so.
What are you talking about? The Barfield Automotive and Towing?
Hold on, Mike. Can I finish my live read real quick?
Sure. No, I just, as long as I want to make sure you're talking phenomenal service.
Well, because Dutch asked me, hey, bud, why are you so tired? I go, well, I'll tell you, Dutch. My friends at Barfield Automotive and Towing.
Your amazing friends.
My friends in Barfield Automotive and Towing.
Your helpful friends.
If you want to call them to help you out if you're in a pickle, it's 863-967-7900.
Hardworking.
Now, they work really well.
Really good at customer service.
I know that every once we have a prankster on the station.
They carry plenty of change.
We have a prankster on the station.
They don't steal your electronic cigarettes from your car.
We have a prankster on the station called Joe Coletta, and I hope he doesn't think that he has to call this number with the shenanigans. I hope not.
I certainly hope he doesn't think that he can call them and possibly accuse them of putting 1,500 miles on.
Oh my God, why are you still here?
Dude, I'm estimating.
No, that wasn't me. That was Sherry. She's hitting Sherry buttons tonight.
Sherry's randomly hitting the board tonight.
I am estimating 1,500 miles have been added to my car. Yeah.
This is so boring and forever taking.
Sherry, that was just rude.
That's what happens.
Wait, why do you think you have 1,500?
First of all, why is that creepy little pixie on this show anyway?
Okay. You're racist.
I had it with her. The fucking novelty of Sherry is worn off.
Wait, you think they went on a joyride with your car?
They definitely, dude. They Ferris Bueller'd me, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, for sure. Because, dude, I don't know exactly how much mileage I had, but I know I wasn't fucking 2 oil changes behind.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, I'm not happy, dude. Somebody took my shit to the Hard Rock, or honestly took my shit to, like, St. Pete and then up to Holiday. Like, somebody took my shit around. Wow. They raped my baby. I just took it to get detailed because I was just creeped out.
That's fucked up. Dude, that happens? Like, the only time I've ever got my car towed, they were, like, super professional and, you know, actually, I've had my car towed twice now. I'm thinking about it. But
and for anybody listening, every place it's not for purposes of like a bit. Like my $70 electronic cigarette was missing. I was furious. Furious.
Smoke Image cigarette? The good people over at Smoke Image?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the fine sponsor.
Of course. I'm using that brand.
I think they'd be more than happy to hook you up.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we talking about that sponsor when we could still talk about Barfield Automotive? Oh.
Are you talking about the awesome expert service? The expert technicians at Barfield Automotive and Towing?
You know what the problem is?
What's that number again?
Oh, man, no problem. You know what? Before I do that, I want to be professional. So, Dutch, can you give us some bed music for this live read? Because I feel like we're not giving it our full attention.
Sure.
It's, what is that, 863? What is it now?
9700.
Wow. 9, 9, 6, 7. That's a really easy one to remember. I mean, I just didn't.
Hey, bro.
But, but I'm sure you could, listeners.
Hey, bro. My car just broke down. I need a tow. Who am I going to call, bro? Barfield Automotive and Towing. That's who.
And by the way, this is Mersh the character talking, not Mike Sheely, the guy who has 3 charges pending. He's not false in this bit.
Well, I'm not going to be on the show for the next 4 weeks. So.
Yeah, but you're doing work. Himself. Look, you're doing work release. I don't want to hear about 12 hours on, 12 hours off. Anytime you can get high and stop at a Wendy's on the way to jail every day, it's a jail. So go fuck yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah. I wish I could. I'm not drinking anymore, so.
How long have you not drank? Probably longer than me.
About a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm at about a week. It's not fun.
I'm just doing it just because it's like, this is starting to get out of control, dude.
Well, me too, but it's still not fun.
Right.
That's the whole point. Like, yeah, it's not fun. I'm not ordered to not drink right now. It's just I'm the same thing. I'm like, I got to step back and kind of sort my shit out, bro. I shouldn't be taking Molly at 31.
30 years, exactly. I was just saying that there. I'm like, I'm 30 years old. What am I doing?
23-year-old still. Like, what is wrong with my
life?
Maybe
I should grow up already.
Yeah, take a breath. Maybe not be wasted every night. And right, it's weird, dude, because I don't like, the more I peel back, like, the layers of the onion.
Dude.
It's like, I don't want to get into this.
Are you writing more? Because I am.
Yeah, well, I'm not writing down stuff, but I'm just coming up with a lot of shit. I'm just right, like, I don't want to go there. I don't go to that spot yet.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Not Drinking Club, guys. It's a good time.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun. Because now, like, at night, you just sit outside and there's crickets. And you're like, hey, remember that time when we beat up that bum? We were like 16. Wow, it feels terrible now. You know, like, you just think about stuff. You're like, this isn't fun. I'm going to go back to, I should go out and get wasted. Bang another 23-year-old.
Yeah, it's not fun when you're trying to go to sleep and you got that circus going on in your head.
Ooh, it's horrendous.
It's not fun.
Ugh. But it means good radio for you guys coming up in the next few months.
I found a dollar on the way to the gym today, so if that makes anyone feel better.
It's true.
Shut up, perfect life, marriage, and snob. Oh, bags. You should have heard him at the top of the show. He was like yelling at Mitch and Sherry for getting a house and not getting married. He's now the guy who now feels like he has to have all the rest of his friends get married.
Well, they're living in sin. So yes, I have to agree. Okay.
I don't disagree with that part, but
Sherry make me
out
sick.
Out of context. I go, Mitch, I'm glad you guys got a house, but why don't you get married first? He goes, I'm not ready for marriage. I go, but you just bought a home.
Not ready. He said he was never going to get married, and then Sherry got mad.
It's the same, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same level of commitment.
It's really
you're
not.
In a mortgage with somebody.
It doesn't matter. That's just credit. You can bail on that. You can bail on that. She's not in his health coverage yet.
We work at the same place. We basically have the same health coverage.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
Yeah.
Well, anywho, congratulations. The house is going to probably burn down in some weird incident that we're not.
You're just jealous.
We're not going to be saying that. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? You remember back in the medieval days where they used to put like light arrows on fire? Let's try that out indoors.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, remember when they used to dump boiling oil on invaders that were trying to climb the?
Yeah. Fuck a home security system. Let's build one.
Okay.
you like moats?
And then you know what the worst part is? They'll both be on the air being like plucky and upbeat about it. And you'll just want to fucking bludgeon them to death. Well, you know,
we burned down half the neighborhood, but that was pretty cool. Less neighbors now, right?
What we started our own medieval times in our backyard.
You win some, you lose some. You know, hey, whatevs. But you know what, Dutch? Don't be mad at Royce and Marie's, you know, lovey, happy life right now, because you know it's all cyclical, buddy. So
oh,
let's just take joy in knowing that's going to come.
You two are just jealous and bitter.
I'm jelly.
Chris Marie, listen, and Mitch and I.
Dude, we're going to be, Dutch and I are going to be very cocky with our chests out on the air in a few years, telling both of you, listen, bro, you'll be fine.
She took half your shit. I told you, man.
That is one outcome, or the other outcome is your car wrapped around a tree. So
no, not anymore. I'm not drinking.
Well, two of us are going to be stepping back a little bit, so we're going to be a little more cautious when we drink and drive. Now.
There's one thing that people never do is fall back into old habits. I've never seen that happen.
What are you talking about?
What?
I started cocaine again.
See?
Oh.
I just stopped cocaine again. You see, it's like I said, Dutch, it's all cyclical.
That's one thing I'm kind of glad that I've never really developed a habit for cocaine or pot or anything like that. It's always just booze for me.
You suck at life.
I don't know. Just for with coke, it's always like I feel like I have to now just the rest of the night. I hope this doesn't run out. And if it does run out, what do we do? Like, yeah, it's the only thing you think about.
That's why I liked Molly, because you just take a little bit and you're like, for like 2 days. You're like, I'm fine. Whatevs, bro.
Right.
You don't sleep. And then you can go straight into work. And people are like, wow, you're really upbeat today. And you're like, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm still.
I never did that. I always made a weekend out of it.
Oh, no, dude. There were times where I went. 7 years
ago, allegedly.
7 years ago, I had a job when I was DJing. There you go. Thanks, Dutch.
Hey, where man,
I
would go straight in. Speaking of a job, if you ever caught in a situation where you need to be, you know, helped out by a tow truck company.
Barfield, you get it.
Barfield Automotive and Towing.
863-967-7900.
If you want to speak to Junior Latour, shop manager.
Not there a lot, though. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
Make sure you bring exact change, though. If not, you're fuck city USA.
Exactly.
If not, you have to stop by store and get changed. Right.
And that was before I realized they robbed my car, because allegedly, because I could have just turned around and said, hey, lady, how about this? How about I give you the overages and you just sell me my e-cig back and fucking take a time machine and bring my car back to when it was at 123,000 and change.
Dude, that's so fucking invasive, man.
By the way, when you get your time machine, go back in time and punch your past self before you bought those size 42 Kirkland jeans, you fat bitch.
Oh, my God. Kill yourself. All of Auburndale, Polk City, Plant City, and Bartow, just fucking kill yourselves. There's nothing there that's worth a shit.
Well, I mean, what about the beautiful...
The famous Auburndale Water Tower.
Yeah.
Fuck your water tower and...
Wait, that Auburndale?
Auburndale...
It's so weird that like this exists in Florida, like in Kansas or Idaho, I understand, like in this but Florida? I
figured this out, even California, dude. Every state has at least one county you drive into and everybody's like, license and registration. And you're like, what the fuck? Where did I just go? I thought I went north. What is this?
Like, don't I thought, worry, like, it's easy. All you got to do is take exit 4-4, go down 7-3 miles.
Even the people I was locked up with, they were like, yeah, man, I'll tell you what, I've been in and out of there near. And I'm like, I was driving from Tampa to Orlando, right? Like, it's an hour drive. How did this happen?
No, it's all backwater bush country in between Tampa.
Oh, my God, it's the worst.
It's fucking weird.
I hate you, Polk County. I hate you.
All of Florida is like that. It's all backwater bullshit. And
you know, I like to call it Florida.
Oh, by the way.
It lost wages. Sorry.
How far away is Tallahassee from where any of you guys live?
Far enough for me not to go there because I don't need HPV.
3 hours.
3 hours?
About that, yeah.
And not far enough for me to drive because I already have it. Boom, not worth it.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's awesome. I was just saying I have I may...
Titus and Bardo.
You may meet me too. You're going to Tallahassee, right?
Yeah. I may have a job opportunity there. That's all I'm saying.
You have a job opportunity? Really? We'll come to Tallahassee, bro. It's only 5 hours. We'll hang all the time.
Yeah, you just said it was three.
That's fucking... That's fucking...
Three?
That's Tebow country.
Oh, you're right. It's 3 hours. Orlando. Sorry, we're in Orlando. I keep thinking.
Tebow country is Florida,
I've
man.
I've South Florida for so long that when you ask me Tallahassee, I think it's from Miami. No, it's not that bad.
Tallahassee is Florida, you fuck.
No, it's
I'm talking about Florida University. That's Tebow Florida. Country.
Miami. It's 5 hours.
Florida State is Tallahassee, right?
Florida State is Tallahassee. Yes. UF is Gainesville.
Gainesville, yeah.
Right.
I don't like seeing Mitch's big dumb head just kind of poke in and just envelop everything.
Can I fix your statement? I don't like seeing Mitch's big dumb head. Period.
Fixed. The end.
Exclamation point.
No. Yeah, no, I have I might have an opportunity to go down there and possibly have my own greenhouse.
Opportunity to go down on
Ooh,
you.
Greenhouse? Now I'm interested.
I could come work for Dutch.
No, I would never hire you.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. No, I would not.
I'm going to have to take Dutch aside on this one. I would never hire Sean for
But I'm a ever. Genius. But I'm a genius. How dare you?
You know what, Dutch? I'll have you know I wouldn't apply there, sir, because I can't drink and fuck bartenders. So I'll have you know, sir.
I was going to say, do you like illegal immigrants? Because that's the majority of the workforce that you get at a greenhouse.
Now I'm going back to DJing specifically so I can fuck bartenders.
Oh, okay.
That's another thing now. It's like I'm single now. It's like, oh, I can maybe try this Tinder thing now. Like I don't I've been out of the dating game for over a year and a half now, so I don't know how to do this anymore.
That Tinder thing is whack.
Is it really? I don't know anything about it.
It's whack.
What is it?
It's some stupid app that
you sign up with your Facebook.
Bro, you want to get laid? Okay, Cupid, bro. Hop on that bitch. You will get. Sorry.
I already had an Okay Cupid account. Remember that you guys made one for me.
Okay, see, bro. I've gotten so much. Yeah, dude. Trust me.
I'm actually not looking to get laid as of right now. Dude, at least not for the next 4 weeks.
Bro, you can go on OKCupid, set up an account, and then forget about it for 2 weeks, and you'll have fucking people hitting on you. It's awesome.
Is it one of those things you have to pay to respond if you're a dude?
No.
I mean,
free. It's
what? No?
Oh yeah, we're both
like, no,
yeah,
no.
Kind of outed yourself there.
What?
The point is,
I don't understand.
It's a very fruitful harvest.
So why is Tinder whack? Because apparently, the simplicity of it, I think, is the reason why people like it. It's because it just has people in your area. You say yes, I would fuck you, or no, I wouldn't, and it doesn't pop up on your end unless they both say yes or something like that.
Yeah, I had it for a little while, and then we were getting drunk one night at the club, and we were playing with it, me and my buddy Madison, one of the dancers, and we kept, every time it would go, hey, this person likes you too, like, and it could let me message him, all I would write, all me and Madison would write to these girls was, yo, what that mouth do though? Just kept hitting it over and over again. And then one of them, was like, oh, I'm down. And I'm like, okay, this one has to be either spam or fucking already have something. It's Tampa.
You said something that made me, I forget what it was that you said a while ago that made me laugh so hard. It was a phrase that was similar to that. It was like, hey, let me get a handful of that butt or something.
Oh, yeah. No, I say that to all. No, that's my catchphrase, bro. Yeah. I say that at every strip club I've ever worked at. And I don't say it to all the girls. That's one of those ones like you got to be really cool with a girl, like, and you're friends with her. And
right.
A few clubs. But like, yeah, it's like my girl Santana. If she walks in, I'll be like, baby girl, come here. Let me get a handful of that butt.
I was like, I'm going to steal that from him. That's hilarious.
So like, dude, and you know what's funny? All that kind of shit works way more than, hey,
what do you do?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, honestly, try that.
Hey, look at those fat tits.
Go up to a girl.
Don't
do that. Okay, I've been out of the game for a while.
To anybody out there who doesn't get laid, primarily just to all you MLR listeners, here's what you do. here's what you do. When you go out, you just go up to a girl, right, at a bar, go walk in with some friends, walk up to the one girl you like and say to her, hey, what's going on? My name is blank. I'll be over there hanging out with my friends whenever you're ready to make out.
Don't say
boom,
blank.
Go back and hang out with your buddies. Ignore the bitch for the rest of the night.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah.
It works.
Every time.
The move I used to pull at clubs, I would go up to a girl who's like way hotter than me and just go up to her and be like, oh, sorry, and walk away. And, you know, dude, like clockwork, 5 minutes later, they'd come over and be like, why did you... What was that? I'm sorry, you look a lot hotter from back here. And there you go.
Touch with the negs.
I was doing that even before that became a thing.
Bro,
it's called confidence.
All right, you're fucking great. You're amazing.
I'm a good looking guy. I am a beautiful. I'm very desirable.
You guys
debatable.
Dutch will go through.
Hey,
you looked like a hotter girl I used to fuck, and then I noticed bangs. So whatevs.
I'm very good at surface personality. You like me for about 3 weeks, and you're like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking mess.
You're just very bad at field sobriety tests.
Dutch and I are the same human being. I think that's why Dutch and I just don't get
along. Why we fight so much, yeah.
It's just the same human being. And we don't like what we are inside. So when we see each other.
Oh, dead?
When we see each other. When we see each other in flesh and blood standing before us, we're like, fuck you, you're an asshole and drunk, and you're unlovable. And then you're like, wait a minute.
Looking in a mirror. This is what I don't like about me.
Oh man, but yeah, there's so many things. Like most of the girls I banged in my lifetime, just I had no business even. I'm surprised some of those girls even let me walk them home, much less actually penetrate them.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Penetrate? You mean put it in?
But like Dutch, they can't stand, and then they can't stand me for more than like a couple of days, and like I hate this guy, or they really like me, and I freak out and run away.
What are you yelling about? Oh.
Now, speaking of getting penetrated, make sure if you want to get penetrated
or deep,
go to Barfield Automotive Towing. That's right. If you want to take it right up the pooper, Barfield Automotive Towing.
With one inconvenient location in Auburndale, Florida.
Yeah. It's right next to Store on Road.
I wonder what Sherry thinks about this.
At the end of County Road.
Yeah. 7,900. My GPS was so confused when I went.
I don't care.
Well, that's just me. I'm done. I'm tired. It was fantastic. That what you're doing now?
Mop.
On your shows?
All right. It's time to.
Yeah, let's get out of here. All right. Sherry, why are you better?
Because.
Hey there, Mr. Krabs. Are you ready to party?
Oh, I'm ready to
get
party.
Out of here. Come on.
Are you ready to party? I'm ready to party. Are you ready
you
to party?
You picked the longest buttons. Oh, Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because first comes love, then comes house, then comes dog, then comes old age, then comes settling, and then I guess after that comes
death.
All right.
Sean, why better?
I am better than you because I am ready to party. SpongeBob.
Mitch. Or not Mitch, sorry. Royce.
I'm better than you because I'm not Dutch.
Well, that's just mean. and I am better than you because I have been sober for a week, which is the first time, I think, since I've been 21.
So. How about this special guest, Mike Sheely? Why are you better?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, buddy.
Do you really want me to say it?
Go for it.
Sober for a week.
Well, there you go. There it is.
So we're tied for bets.
Yeah.
Oh, and despite the fact that I'm also facing jail time, I'm white.
But itch. All right, everybody. Thanks for
that's Yale time.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow.